You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
We hope you're enjoying the Mutual Audio Network. Stick around, there's much more to come.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Welcome, friend. Have a seat by the fire. Make yourself comfortable. According to the ancient book of spells, only three women in the modern age would be capable of raising the dead. Two would be deceased by their own hand before the mid-20th century, likely driven to despair by their macabre abilities. The last would be born during a decade of turmoil, but well before the dawn of the new millennium. It was foretold she would be known by two names and become a powerful medium. If only she could avoid the darkness that befell her predecessors, as well as survive the elemental forces that dwelt both without and within. You're listening to Campfire Radio Theater. Tonight we hit the open road with 18 wheels and 36 tons of tractor trailer. Along for the ride is a father and his young daughter, who can, on occasion, display some rather unique abilities. The play is an original tale by John Ballantyne. We call it The Resurrectionist.
They say even God can't change the past. I don't know if that's true. I mean, seems to me any supreme being worth his or her salt could likely rearrange the cosmic furniture any way they saw fit. I know I would. I know the things I would change. My name is Jamie Cutler. When I was a little girl, folks called me Skeeter. That was my CB handle. Citizens Band Radio for the youngsters out there not acquainted with this little transistor jewel of 1970s technology. Not too many call me Skeeter anymore. It's kind of a ridiculous name. But when they do, it's pretty clear they knew me from that time. Knew the girl I used to be. And that can either be a good thing or not so good. Thirty or 40 years ago, a person could vanish in this big country of ours. Disappear out on the open road. No digital trail. Sometimes, when I close my eyes at night, my dreams take me to that time, that place, and I breathe it all in again, blessed diesel fumes and all.
Breaker 19, this is Skeeter. We're southbound on number 9, rolling by Wolf's Creek. Any county mounties up ahead?
Well, hey there, little Skeeter Bug. This is Waker Wally. That's a negatory and old Smokey. Hey, you can put the hammer down. There's clear sailing for the next 20 miles or so. Not even a cold jack with a cold head. Come on.
Thank you kindly, Waco Wally. You keep it on the sunny side up.
Well, that's a big 10-4. Y'all do the same. Give a shout to your pappy for me.
Will do, Waco. Keep your nose between the ditches and smoky out of your britches.
Give me that. Where do you pick up this stuff, huh?
Waco Wally says hey.
Hey to Waco.
Daddy?
What is it, sweetie?
I need to go.
Huh? We just stopped back there. Okay, honey. We're coming up to Jimmy's Diner in a few miles, so...
It's hard to hold it when it rains.
Yeah? Well, there's not a rain cloud in the... Well, I'll be damned. One day you're gonna make a hell of a weather girl on the 6 o'clock news.
Here, baby. Let me help you step down from there. Okay. You run inside and grab us a table. Dad's gonna make a quick call, okay?
Can I get an ice cream cone?
Well, we'll see. Run on in now. How did you know it was me?
Ugh, let's not play this game. You're in a phone booth somewhere, it's raining. I'm guessing in the Carolinas, Tennessee, Virginia. Tell me if I'm getting warm.
Now, it don't take Sherlock Holmes to work that out, does it?
Where are you?
That's everything you need to know right now.
How's our daughter? Is Jamie okay?
You know she is. I'll never let anyone hurt her.
And I would. Is that what you're trying to say?
With the company you keep? There's no telling what that band of freaks is capable of. I'm not gonna have my little girl brought up around black magic and witchcraft, you hear me?
It's not like that.
She deserves a normal childhood. Like any other kid.
Cal, you have no idea what you've gotten yourself into.
Yeah? Well, that goes for you, too.
This is deadly serious.
Lila, call off your dogs. Just let us be.
Jamie is one of us. She's special. Gifted.
Is that why you're so determined to turn her into some roadside attraction?
That's your bargain bin mentality, not mine. Look, they're not gonna stop. Saul wants her. She's been promised to him.
I will kill that son of a bitch if he lays one hand on her.
You know how powerful he is.
I ain't worried about that Charles Manson wannabe.
Saul will find Jamie. It doesn't matter where you run to. There's nothing you can do.
God damn it.
What do you see, honey?
There's a big man. Real big. He follows you around. He's here now.
Where?
He's standing right next to you. You can't see him.
Why?
Gives me goosebumps.
Is he dead?
Yes, ma'am.
Sweet Jesus, Gail. That's why my apartment's been haunted. I got a ghost following me around.
Didn't I tell you little Skeeterbug here was talented? That Sister Mabel across the railroad tracks is full of mud.
I got a country fried steak here. Come on, gals, let's get
just a cotton pick a minute. Go ahead, sweetie.
He watches you all the time.
This big man.
Yes, ma'am.
Eunice, I bet he spies on you in the shower naked as a jaybird.
What does he want? Does he want to hurt me?
No. He wants to protect you.
Oh, ain't that the sweetest thing? You got you a secret admirer in the afterlife.
Can you ask his name?
He doesn't speak clearly, but his name is Bobby. Bobby Lee?
Oh, my Lord! Sweet Lord! The lights.
Is he doing that? Sweet Mother Mary of Joseph!
What the hell's going on here?
The power went out.
Well, that kind of happens when you have a thunderstorm. Y'all holding some sort of sounds here?
It's impossible. It can't be him.
I'm sorry, Cal. I thought Skeeter might help Eunice. She can't sleep, you know? Thinks her place is possessed or something.
Y'all need to stop. Right now.
Why is she crying? Did I say something wrong?
No, honey. Ain't nothing you did.
Tell him. Thank him. Thank Bobby Lee for what he did for me.
He heard you. He knows.
Well, what in the hell is wrong with her? Who's Bobby Lee?
Eunice's brother. He was slow, not the sharpest crayon in the box, but he was built like a Mack truck. Big and strong, and he loved his little sister.
Yeah, you want to hurry this along?
Well, you see, about 6 years ago, Eunice had a real nasty boyfriend. He beat her bad. One mean piece of work. Well, Bobby Lee caught him one night raising a hand to Eunice out behind that old roadhouse off number 9, and that was it. Bobby Lee beat the ever-loving shit out of him. Killed him deader than hell. Now, ain't nobody shed a tear over that dead bastard. He got just what he deserved. But poor Bobby Lee still went to death row on a murder rap.
He's on death row now?
Oh, no, honey. Not anymore. About a month ago, Eunice gets word from state lockup. Bobby Lee had been killed in the lunch line. Took about 6 or 7 of them convicts to bring him down, and, well, he acquainted a couple old boys to judgment before breathing his last. Saved us some tax dollars.
Gail, get your buns in gear. Food's getting cold.
Coming, Earl.
Listen here. Y'all need to stop using my little girl like some sort of traveling gypsy act.
Daddy, I just wanted to help.
Cal, this little angel knew his name. We didn't mention Eunice's brother at all. She's got a gift.
And I'm trying to keep her safe. Now, how about scaring up a menu? I could eat a dinosaur.
Well, ain't no prehistoric lizards on this menu.
Well, just bring me a chuck wagon steak, medium rare, and a small burger plate for Skeeter.
Drinks?
2 sweet teas.
I want a Coke.
Sweet tea and a Coke. I got it, darling.
Jimmy, you gotta stop doing this.
I just wanted to help her. That's all.
I know. But we can't attract attention. Just lay low right now. Last thing we need to do is leave clues where we might be. You understand?
Daddy, you need to be careful too.
Your drinks.
Thanks. Don't you worry about me, okay?
I'll be back with your plates.
Mama's friends, they have gifts too. Some of them can see things from far away. You open the door into your head and they'll come inside. Do things.
What things?
Terrible things.
Here's your ice cream, sweetie, on the house.
Thank you.
Filled up your thermos with hot coffee. Now, Cal, you and that little darling of yours, take care.
We'll do.
Oh, Eunice has something for Skeeterbug, if it's okay.
Yeah, I reckon.
Honey, I just wanted to thank you for what you did for me. You took a huge weight off my heart.
You're welcome.
I want you to have this. It's a St. Michael charm. I hope it'll protect you the way my brother protected me.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
All right. Looks like the rain's eased up. We'll catch you all on the flip side.
Bye now. Stay safe.
Where are we headed, Daddy?
Well, I'm going to drop this load of fruit in Macon. And then, we're going to stick with the plan.
Have I ever met Aunt Louise?
No. Sweet lady, though. You'll like her. She makes the best blueberry cobbler you ever ate. Darn sight better than anything you find in Roadside Dive. They got this big old apple orchard in the backyard. You can eat green apples till your tummy aches.
Does she have TV?
Well, yeah. You'll be able to watch all your favorite shows. Donnie and Marie, Bionic Woman, Bewitched. It'll be a fine place for you. A safe place.
Why can't I stay with Uncle George and Aunt Harriet?
You know why. Your mama knows them. Can't take no chances with her finding you.
Where does Aunt Louise stay?
Don't want to say it out loud. Trying my best not even to think too hard on it.
Because of Mama?
Yeah.
Why can't I stay with you?
This ain't no life for no little girl. You need schooling, church. You need to be with kids your own age. Those things can't be found on the road with me.
It's not fair. I like being with you.
Heaven knows I like it too, kiddo. Here, look. It's getting late. Why don't you climb in the sleeper? Get some rest.
Yes, sir.
Hey. You smell that?
What is it?
Pull my finger.
Dad!
I gotta stop after we pass the weigh station. Fill this old diesel up. We're running on sailboat fumes. Hey, now be careful and don't knock that game board over again.
I told you Bobby Lee did that. He don't like Monopoly.
Yeah, blame it on the ghost. I'm on to you, Colonel Mustard.
This is Diamondback calling Handsome Jack. Got a copy? Got your ears on, good buddy? Come on.
That's a 10-4 Diamondback. What's the word?
Well, maybe nothing. But I just figured I'd give you a shout. There was a shifty character driving a flashy custom van looking for you at Junior's truck stop, asking a bunch of questions. Had a few flower children along for the ride.
Lila?
No, sir, not that I could tell. They looked to be trouble with a capital T.
Oh, yeah?
10-4. Anyways, they weren't looking like no friends of Jesus, if you take my meaning.
I do. Mighty obliged, Diamondback. Next slice of key lime is on me.
Copy that, Handsome Jack. You keep him between the ditches, you hear?
10-4 back at you.
Got a black cat's tooth and a mojo bone.
And anyone who will leave her alone, she goes.
Hey there, your back tire on the box, driver's side. Just a little slack.
Yep, thanks. I air it up every 100 miles or so.
Hey, don't play with fate, my friend. Get it replaced. You wouldn't want to endanger that precious cargo.
Sure, I'll do that.
Nice rig. Kenworth double sleeper. Must be hefty payments. You got a ride-along partner?
Oh, no. Just me and a couple 100 crates. Where's your rig?
Over there. Other side of the lot.
That Candy Pearl van? Ooh, nice custom job. What are you? The yard pimp?
Nah. Used to be a long hauler myself. Independent trucker. Always enjoy checking out the latest hardware.
So, thinking you might find yourself back in this field?
Oh no, my friend. There's no going back to rolling gears for me.
Well, we got a peanut farmer in the White House, so anything's possible, eh? Listen, I gotta be shoving off, so
You know, don't you?
What are you talking about?
You know who I am.
I don't believe we've been acquainted.
I tell you what, my friend. I hear you're a good man. It's all in the eyes, you know? Even for cold men, hard men like myself, it can be difficult to hurt someone with kind eyes.
I'm not sure what you're getting at, mister.
Some call what we do witchcraft. Some call it a miracle. Your passenger understands.
My passenger ain't your concern.
They say there are two kinds of people in this world, Cal. Those with a gift, and those without.
Hey, buddy, back the hell off.
Explain to Jamie she's going for a little ride. We're taking her to see her mother. That way, everything remains nice and neat. Real peaceful. I don't want to resort to Plan B, which frankly is going to be a real bitch for you.
Oh, you think I'm going to just step aside? Let you take my daughter back to that band of kooks?
No need to make this a black affair, Kyle. Jamie will be with others who understand her talents. We're family. And there's no reason for her to witness her father hurt now, is there?
You know what, mister? I've been thumping these tires for quite a while now with this old club. Solid slab of oak. You might want to reconsider tossing about any threats.
Friend, I am not without weapons of my own.
Ah, son of a...
Daddy? Daddy, are you okay?
I told you to stay in the truck.
Hello, Jamie.
Jamie. Stay away from him.
Just two kinds of people, Kyle. The gifted and the ungifted.
Daddy!
Which do you think you are?
Back in the truck. Radio Smokey on channel 9. Lock the doors.
This is your come to Jesus moment, Kyle.
Damn it, what the hell is that?
Downright piercing, isn't it? Ugh. I can keep this up all night. Until your brain is a pile of mush. So it's the same. Either way, we take the girl.
You have been listening to Campfire Radio Theater. Tonight's tale, The Resurrectionist, was the first chapter of an audio play written, directed, and produced by John Ballantyne. Featured in the cast were Jessica McAvoy as Jamie, Owen Bevan as Cal, Rachel Craig as Lila, Dexter Herron as Cortez, Julie Hoverson as Gail, Blythe Haynes as Eunice, Blaine Hicklin as Diamondback, and Joe Stofko as Waco Wally. Original music score by Kevin Hartnell. Additional music by Lobo Loco, Kevin MacLeod, The 126s, and Countryside Ride, courtesy of KBOO Radio of Portland, Oregon. Sound design by John Ballantyne. Additional sound courtesy of Free Sound Project. Mixing and post-production by John Ballantyne. Share the horror and visit us at CampfireRadioTheater.com and on Facebook at Campfire Radio Theater.
EC Comics presents
The Vault of Horror.
From Pocket Universe Productions, producers of the X-Files and Lock and Key audio dramas, and EC Comics, publishers of the legendary Tales from the Crypt, comes The Vault of Horror, a new fiction podcast based on the original comic book series and starring Kevin Grievous, creator of the Underworld movie franchise, as the Vault Keeper. The first season is available now wherever you listen to podcasts. Come into The Vault of Horror. As the Vault Keeper likes to say, no guts, no gory.
You're listening to Tuesday Terrors on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow is our weekly anthology for science fiction and fantasy as Lothar Tuppen brings you Wednesday Wonders. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of amazing audio, or find the Wednesday Wonders feed in your favorite podcast player. And thank you for listening, everybody.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.